I'm Scott Detrow. There's so much political news to follow these days, but you don't have to keep up with all of it. You just have to keep up with us on the NPR Politics podcast. With a team of NPR political reporters and editors, we record 2 episodes a week and sometimes more when the big news happens. Find the NPR Politics podcast on the NPR One app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. This week, we turn the spotlight on Latin jazz, a genre that has its roots in the historic musical exchange between the U.S. and Cuba, something we've talked about at length here on Alt Latino. 2 of the most important names in that history are Bebo Valdez and Chico O'Farrell, musicians who each contributed to the story of Afro-Cuban jazz in their own significant way. This week, we take a closer listen to a new album playing musical tribute to those pioneers. It's called Familia, tribute to Bebo and Chico, and it's by Chucho Valdez and Arturo O'Farrell, the 2 piano-playing sons of Bebo and Chico. And joining us in the studio to talk about the album is Arturo O'Farrell. He joins us from the NPR New York City Bureau. Arturo, welcome back to Alt Latino.
It is always a privilege to be on Alt Latino.
We're here to talk about the album and a bunch of other stuff because conversations with Arturo are wide-ranging, which is why we love to have him on the show. We're starting right now with the first track on the album because it just starts everything off with a great explosion of sound and love. What is this track called?
This track is called Bebo Chico Chucho Turo. And you know me, man. Writing a happy piece of music was really against every instinct in my body. And especially in the key of G major. But when I sat down with Chucho at his home in Fort Lauderdale at 2 pianos to collaborate on a composition, there was so much love. I know, it doesn't sound like me, but there was so much love in the room and there was so much joy and happiness in what we were about to do that this big piece of music came out. Big, huge, kind of happy and goofy piece of music, which I love now. I'm very happy to have been a part of it.
Let's hear the rest of it. This is Bebo, Chico, Chucho, Turo. We are listening to the album Familia, a tribute to Bebo and Chico by Arturo O'Farrell and Chucho Valdez. And we have Arturo O'Farrell with us in the studio. We talked a little bit about their history in the intro, but, you know, these guys were more than just names in a history book because they were very real people. And in particular for you, because Chico was your father and Bebo had a, you know, very direct connection to his son, Chucho. So tell us about them. As men, as individuals?
Well, the thing about Chico O'Farrell was, for a lot of people, he was a legendary composer, arranger, one of the architects of the music that we call Afro-Cuban jazz. But for me, and I'm sure Chucho would echo this with Bebo, for me, he was just dad. And the thing that I liked about being Chico Farrell's son is that he was a really, really humorous man. I think it comes out in his music, but I think that he was really sarcastic and humorous and kind of dark. He had a decidedly Cuban edge to his humor and an Irish edge, so that's a double kind of darkness that is so deep, beautiful. So he spent a lot of time making jokes, and I think that all that humor and all that wry observations of life come out in his music, and I think that that makes a good artist. A good artist is someone who reflects the truth and doesn't try to sugarcoat it. And from that made him my hero. He was not one that rested on his laurels. He didn't write mambos for paychecks. You know, he wrote 12-tone row mambos, and he wrote music that challenged his complacency. And in that sense, the album is really not a nostalgic glance backward, but a celebration of visionaries that always stretched the nature of what they did and progressed the art.
You know, that's one thing that strikes me whenever you listen to some of the pieces that he arranged or wrote. For example, the Afro-Cuban Jazz Suite. So vital and so fresh and so new, it could have been written yesterday.
It still sounds fresh to me. I've performed that piece probably more times than any human being has heard it. And it still sounds fresh and revolutionary, and there are still tricks in it that I don't think I understand, but... You know, that's the nature of people who are artists. They don't make easy solutions.
We're going to hear another track from the record. This one is called Recuerdo. Can you tell me about this one?
Recuerdo is a Jesse Valdez contribution that he wrote very specifically in honor of Bebo. And there's something very in-your-face jazz about it. It's a real composition in that it reflects a narrative, a specific memory of a grandfather. I particularly love Leilani's too, the way that she plays on this. She has all the muscle of any jazz pianist that I can think of, but she does it with a lot of taste and refinement. And I saw them perform this piece in Havana at La Soria y el Cuervo. And I remember it very specifically, and that there was a real beautiful communication between Jesse and Leilani's on stage, much as I've seen between Adam and Zach. And that's an incredible bond when siblings play together. I'm mystified by it. My sister's not a musician, but I'm mystified by the level of extrasensory perception that takes place musically when siblings play together. And I get glimpses of that when I play with my kids, but it's a beautiful piece.
Okay, you just laid some names on us. We're going to explain that the album is indeed a family affair. We're going to talk about that after the track. This is called Recuerdo. That was Recuerdo from the album Familia, a tribute to Bebo and Chico. Okay, let's talk about Familia. So you mentioned some names before we played that song. It's not just Arturo O'Farrell, the son of Chico O'Farrell, and Chucho Valdez, the son of Bebo Valdez. There's a third generation in this on this album. Talk to us about that.
Well, there are four progeny, young musicians that came from Chucho and myself, and our spouses, our sons, Zach and Adam, that are sprung from Allison and Arturo. And Leonis and Jesse are Chucho's kids, and they're four extraordinary musicians. And, you know, it's funny, I wanted to say this. This is not like a dynastic record. I think that sometimes that's overblown. Because it's not just Jesse and Leonis and Adam and Zach who are featured. We also have young musicians that are my musical sons and Chucho's musical sons. Kali Rodriguez Peña, Jesus Ricardo Andus, Ernesto Vega. And in some way, the legacy is the music and not the bloodline. And we're delighted that that we have sons and daughters that are able to follow in our footsteps. But we're even more delighted that they're able to create larger footsteps than ours. And I'm just so proud of all the young, really, really, I'm so proud of all the young musicians that we've had a chance to influence. That, you know, that in some ways they are as much our musical sons and daughters as the very ones that we, you know, had in our households.
You know, I went to interview the pianist Omar Sosa, the Cuban pianist, and I was talking to him about Bebo Valdez, and it's interesting because he said that, well, we are all sons of Bebo Valdez.
This is true.
You know?
This is true. This is absolutely true. As a pianist, I can attest to that, and as a composer and arranger, I can attest to that as well.
And I got to say, I had an opportunity to meet and interview him, Bebo Valdez, once. For a story here at NPR, and I'm going to put it on our website. I did a little feature on him. It was one of the few times in this business that I was just completely in awe of the man sitting across from me, and he was the nicest cat.
We were very, very fortunate to do a series of concerts with him in Miami and in New York City, and the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra was beside itself with this sense of the graciousness and the historicity of this gentleman, and how accessible and as you said, nice is such a it's just an era where people were genteel and loving and just not out for themselves, and that was the vibe. The vibe was that he was genuinely happy to be involved in any activity with you, and he made you feel warm. I love that because, you know, it's so hard for us sometimes to not get off the gerbil wheel,
yeah,
and to show genuine love and appreciation for one another. It's one of the great characteristics of gentlemen of that era.
Did Bebo and Chico ever play together in Havana?
Apparently, Chico was a occasional arranger for the Tropicana, and Bebo was the musical director and pianist. Plus, they also had the opportunity to jam together. There were very famous descargas that took place in the Valdez household and in the O'Farrell household. So they knew each other quite well. And so it was really amazing. We were on tour in Spain, and we were playing in Madrid, and Bebo came backstage. And I don't think it was expected, but Chico hadn't seen him in decades. And there was kind of like this very emotional moment where they saw each other. But it wasn't just because they were like kind of two old friends that had surfaced after decades. There was kind of a kid vibe to it. They were, you know, kind of giggly, and they were like, their eyes lit up, and it was as if they had just rediscovered that musical relationship. And it was very moving.
It sounds like a perfect spot to play another track called Pura Emoción.
This was written by Chico O'Farrell, my father, and we decided, Chucho and I, that we'd play piano offerings to one another's fathers, and this was my channeling that beautiful composition as an offering to Bebo, who I love so very much.
Beautiful, man. Pura emoción from the album Familia, tribute to Bebo and Chico. We're in the studio talking to Arturo O'Farrell about the album Familia. Arturo, let's talk a little bit about how their careers sort of went in different directions and the history behind each one as they went in their different paths and to different parts of the world, because I think it reflects a lot of what happened to the Cuban diaspora after the revolution.
I find it really fascinating that Bebo went to Stockholm and Chico ended up in Mexico. He went first to Los Angeles and then to Mexico and then to New York. And their career paths took very different directions. Of course, Bebo was a phenomenal pianist, and so he continued to perform in Stockholm, but he never quite surfaced as the genius composer arranger that he should have until later on when he was brought back into play, much as my father was. And Chico went to Mexico and had a band and a TV show, but he felt that Mexico was not the place for his career to flower. So he came back to New York and became very... this was all after Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie and Machito and the birth of Cubop. So he came back to New York and managed to create relationships in the jazz world. He did 10 albums with Count Basie and a couple more with Diz, and then started a jingle business. He became a jingle writer, and he became a pioneer in that field. And then prior to Chico O'Farrell, jingles in the Anglo world were Anglo jingles with a conga overdubbed on top. But Chico came and you know, he really made them authentic and created real charangas and cha-cha-chas and mambos for Kentucky Fried Chicken and American Airlines and Sheraton Hotels. And, of course, that's a young person's game. Anybody who knows this game knows that most of the, my father was getting older and he was being replaced. And at some point, I started playing with Jerry Gonzalez in the Fort Apache band, and their road manager is Todd Barkin, who spoke to me about Chico and said, "What's going on with him?" And I said, "You know, you're kind of waiting for jingles to happen again." And he said, "We can't have that." And he spoke to Ralph Caffel at Milestone Records and brought him out of semi-retirement. He did 3 records that really were beautiful recordings that kind of put him out of, you know, he wasn't quite so obscure then, and he became famous again, and then was older and transitioned into his ancestry. But it's a beautiful trajectory, you know, that both of them. Both of them had beautiful trajectories because they both came in, were honest artists, and because of the vision and the way that they were as human beings, they transformed an art form. And what better epithet can you say that by your honesty and integrity, you changed something? And I just, you know, I love my father dearly because he was an honest and integral man.
Since we're talking about your dad, let's play something that he wrote from the album. What do we have?
Well, he wrote the Pure Emotion track, but he also wrote something called Pianitis, which he wrote for me. And he wrote for me to premiere it with Machito and Dizzy Gillespie at the Monterey Jazz Festival. And we recorded it subsequently on Pure Emotion. And it was called originally Junior's Thing, which angered me to no end. So I made him change the title to Pianitis, which I think is a very accurate description of the affliction I have. And it's a beautiful piece. And I just, you know, I thought it would be wonderful to hear Chucho stretch on it. And so he does. He takes all the cadenzas and the opening montage. And it's just lovely. We'll be right back.
Pianitis from the album Familia, a tribute to Bebo and Chico from Arturo Valdez. I'm sorry.
I knew I was going to do that, man.
Arturo Valdez. That's like Chucho O'Farrell,
Chucho
bro.
Chucho O'Farrell and Arturo Valdez.
Earlier in the show, we played a track written by Chico O'Farrell, and we're going to close the show out now with something written by Bebo Valdez. But before we do that, I want to thank you again for coming by and talking to us about the album. It's a fantastic record, calling attention to two very important pillars of music and two musicians who are very important to me and my appreciation of music. So thank you for coming by El Latino again.
Thank you, Felix. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice and talk to you and talk to folks on El Latino.
It's part of a continuing conversation we have between Arturo and I on the radio and in person. Man, we do gotta say that.
Yes, sir.
We got a thing going. It's gonna be going for a long time. Arturo, again, thanks,
bro. Good enough, brother. Cool beans, as they say.
This is Con Poco Coco from the album Familia, a tribute to Bebo and Chico. We want to remind you that you can hear all of these tracks in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino. And don't forget to reach out to us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino. Thank you for listening. Thank you.